You're listening to New Technia. How silver exchanged zeolite could separate tritium for nuclear fusion fuel recycling. A silver exchanged zeolite separated three hydrogen isotopes and showed 244-fold selectivity for tritium over ordinary hydrogen at liquid nitrogen temperature. The laboratory result could support more efficient fusion fuel recycling, but capacity, radiation resistance, repeated operation and reactor scale economics remain unproved. Future fusion reactors will need to recover valuable fuel from a messy exhaust stream instead of discarding it after one pass. Researchers have now demonstrated a porous, silver-loaded material that strongly favors radioactive tritium over lighter forms of hydrogen, offering a possible new route for that difficult separation. The 30-second summary. What happened? A silver-exchanged zeolite separated a gas mixture containing ordinary hydrogen, deuterium, and tritium by selectively holding the heavier isotopes. Why does it matter? Fusion machines must continuously recover and use deuterium and tritium from their exhaust to sustain a closed fuel cycle. What is the catch? The experiment was conducted with small quantities under controlled conditions near liquid nitrogen temperature, not in a working reactor. Key number. The material showed a tritium over protium selectivity of 244, meaning its adsorption preference for tritium was dramatically stronger than for ordinary hydrogen under the tested conditions. Why fusion needs a recycling system? The most practical fusion reaction under development combines deuterium and tritium, two heavy isotopes of hydrogen. Only a small share of the gas entering a fusion plasma is consumed in each pass, while the remainder leaves with helium ash, ordinary hydrogen, and other impurities. ITER describes fusion fueling as a closed-loop process. Its pumps are designed to remove exhaust continuously, after which a tritium plant must extract hydrogen isotopes, separate them and return usable fuel to the machine. ITER estimates an effective burn rate of roughly 1%, illustrating why recycling is not a minor efficiency improvement but a core requirement. Separating the isotopes is technically challenging because they are chemically almost identical. The main difference is mass, so engineers must exploit subtle physical and quantum effects rather than ordinary chemical reactions. A zeolite that prefers heavier hydrogen. The new study used zeolite Y, a crystalline material filled with microscopic pores, after exchanging some of its ions for silver ions. Inside those pores, hydrogen molecules interact with strong adsorption sites. Their mass changes their quantum behavior, allowing the material to hold heavier isotopes more strongly. Researchers exposed the zeolite to an initially equal mixture of protium, deuterium, and tritium. Protium is the common form of hydrogen, while deuterium has one neutron and radioactive tritium has two. Using thermal desorption spectroscopy, the team warmed the material and observed when each isotope was released. The initially equal mixture produced an enrichment ratio of 1 to 41 to 175 for hydrogen, deuterium, and tritium. Additional binary mixture experiments supported a tritium over hydrogen selectivity of 244. Why the result is technically unusual? Previous porous material studies often measured ordinary hydrogen and deuterium, then predicted tritium behavior through calculations. Handling tritium is harder because it is radioactive, tightly regulated, and available only in limited quantities. This study directly examined a three-isotope gas mixture, making the evidence more relevant to the composition a fuel recycling system may encounter. The separation operated at liquid nitrogen temperature, around 77 Kelvin. That is extremely cold, but it may still offer a potentially simpler or more energy-efficient path than some traditional cryogenic processes if the material can work repeatedly at useful capacity. The word if is important. Strong selectivity tells engineers how well the material distinguishes molecules, not how much gas it can process per hour or how long it survives. Before we overstate the result, this was a controlled adsorption experiment, not a complete isotope separation plant. The material still required liquid nitrogen temperatures and was not demonstrated with continuous reactor exhaust. High selectivity does not establish adequate capacity, processing speed, or total energy cost. Long-term exposure to tritium and fusion-related radiation could alter the zeolite or its silver sites. Repeated cycling, contamination tolerance, engineering safety, and reactor scale economics remain to be demonstrated. What happens next? The researchers and fusion engineers will need to test larger quantities through many adsorption and release cycles, using mixed streams that better represent real exhaust. Radiation stability, tritium retention, waste handling, and recovery efficiency will matter as much as the headline selectivity. ITER is already assembling a tritium plant built from several linked subsystems, and future commercial reactors will also need to produce or breed their own tritium from lithium. The silver-exchanged zeolite does not solve that entire fuel cycle. It offers something more specific, experimental evidence that a compact porous material can distinguish all three hydrogen isotopes with a particularly strong preference for the rare fuel fusion systems cannot afford to lose. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.